I'm Jemima Clegg. A Timboon Dairy Company has recalled some of its milk products after discovering listeria contamination. Schultz Organic Farms have taken their 1 and 2 litre full cream milks off the shelves. The discovery comes from the company's own tests, and the Victorian Health Department says they have acted appropriately. A new community health building was opened by the Timboon District Healthcare Service on Thursday. The building is connected to the existing hospital and houses services including a youth access centre, chronic disease services and maternal child healthcare rooms. Member for Polwarth Terry Mulder says the new facility will benefit those with multiple illnesses.
This new community health building is going to provide Timboon with a one-stop shop for people who have multiple illnesses. They'll be able to have those addressed.
Labor has announced $4.39 million for the Corangamite Trade Training Centre project in Cobden. It'll ensure students get the opportunity to secure high-skilled, high-wage jobs. Engineering, automotive and electrotechnology are some of the trades that will benefit. Large crowds are expected at the Colac Football Netball League finals, which start this weekend. League President Peter Lucas says the football grand final can attract crowds of up to 5,000 people. He says three new senior clubs have increased community support for both football and netball teams.
Football netball clubs are really the backbone of the community. Everyone in the community is involved with their local footy netball club and they all look forward to the finals.